Joy at Work, Organizing Your Professional Life. Written by Marie Kondo and Scott Sonnenschein. Read by Dan Warren and Brittany Ishibashi. Dedication. To my family, my home, and all the things that support me and spark joy in my life. With gratitude. Marie Kondo.
To my mom and dad, I finally learned to clean up. Scott Sonnenschein. Notes to the reader. Although we collaborated on the entire contents of this book, each of us took primary responsibility for half of the writing. Marie's voice is in the introduction and chapters 1, 2, 3, and 11. Scott's voice is in chapters 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. The stories and examples from this book are from real people. Sometimes the names have been altered to protect their identities.
Introduction. Is your desk always buried under piles of documents? Yikes! Where's the report I have to submit tomorrow? Do you have a never-ending backlog of emails no matter how often you check them? About the email I sent you yesterday. What email? Is your schedule packed with appointments with people you don't even want to see? Are you carrying on like this every day because you've forgotten what you really wanted to do? Do you find it hard to make decisions? Are you asking yourself, is this all life's about? Just checking things off a to-do list? Isn't there some way to restore order to my job, my career, my life? If any of these apply to you, there's one solution. Tidy up. This book is not just about how to tidy up your workspace. It's about how to put in order both the physical and non-physical aspects of your job, including your digital data, time, decision-making, and networks, and how to spark joy in your career. Many people feel defeated at the mere suggestion of tidying up. "I can't possibly make time for that. I'm far too busy already," they protest. "There are too many decisions I need to make to even think of tidying," some say, while others claim, "I've already tried it. I sorted all my documents and now they're just a mess again." Quite a few people don't believe they can find joy in their job. "I'm stuck in useless meetings all day long." "Tidying's never going to change that," they insist. "Besides, too many things are out of my hands. There's no way work can be joyful." In fact, however, it's tidying up properly that makes it possible to spark joy at work. Since the age of 5, I've been fascinated by tidying. I pursued this subject right through my school years and went on to take my first steps as a tidying consultant at the age of 19 while still at university. The KonMari method arose from my experiences of teaching people how to tidy up. My approach has two distinct features. It's simple but effective, ensuring you'll never revert to clutter, and it uses a unique selection criterion, choosing what sparks joy. When we ask ourselves, "Does this spark joy?" we reconnect with our inner self and discover what's really important to us. The result is a lasting change in behavior that sets life on a positive track. I introduce this method in The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up. Translated into 40 languages, it has sold a combined total of more than 12 million copies. For the past few years, I've been busy sharing my method worldwide. During this process, one question has come up repeatedly: how can we tidy up the workspace and spark joy at work? Most people see me as a specialist in tidying homes, not as someone with expertise in tidying workspaces, let alone in career development. While working for a Japanese company, however, I spent most of my spare time teaching company executives how to tidy their offices. Even people at the firm where I worked began asking me for advice. It was because I became so busy with these lessons that I finally decided to quit my job and launch my career as an independent consultant. My trained consultants continue to offer lessons and lectures on tidying the workplace using the KonMari method.